idea, but I'm told they gave the MVP to Zoli over Zayas. Oliva hit the singles, and Harmon hit the homers. Marquette Grant won 20 games, so they didn't play in a dome yet. The Dodgers came to Bloomington to play for the World Series. The Twins took the first two, you can even ask Vin Scully. But Sandy Koufax proved to be a bit too much to crack. And the Twins went down in 7, but they vowed that they'd be back. From Nicollet to Hennepin, from St. Paul to St. Cloud, the Minnesota Twins are making Minnesotans proud. And we don't buy our titles, so the summer's where we stay. But these are grown men.
These are grown men.
These are heroes. Please don't call them Twinkies. In the fall of 87, I was pretty much in heaven. I got my license and a girlfriend, the Twins had won a pennant. I prayed more in the dome than I ever did at church. Kirby Puckett had the smile, Ken Herbick had the smirk. But first we tamed the Tigers, then we were dealt the cards. And they came to the Twin Cities to try to make sense of our part. It was loud and it was close, and it went to 7 games. But the Twins took home the title, and that sweet music played. He down into the loop from the south side of downtown. Minnesota Twins are making Minnesotans proud. So hey, let's make some noise. Come on, wave those homer hankies. These are grown men.
These are grown men.
These are heroes. Please don't call them Twinkies. The Twins were once again on top. We faced Atlanta in the series, and they thought that they were hot. I've never seen nothing so lame as that Fonda Hawk chop. But we were up against the ropes when Kirby called a shot. And as he ran around the bases, smiling, pumping fists, we all knew that he had won it. That was only just game 6. And the next night Jack Morris came and made his hometown proud. You should watch it in slow motion. Rocket was clearly out. From Mankato up to Brainerd, from Burnsville to Bemidji, now we're playing outdoor baseball, and that's the way it should be. Racing toast.